live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, President Michael D. Higgins says the country will be thinking of the family of Private Sean Rooney this week. The Taoiseach insists the government is prepared to deal with overcrowding in hospitals this winter. Gardaí are investigating an attack of vandalism at Glengad Football Club in Inishowen. And motorists across the country are being urged to reduce their speed and save lives on what is National Slowdown Day. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, as well as New York with Colm Ferter. First news this evening, President Michael D. Higgins says the country will be thinking of the family of Private Sean Rooney this week. He was laid to rest yesterday in Newton Cunningham with full military honours. The President has thanked too the Defence Forces who will be overseas this Christmas. He was speaking to the nation in his annual Christmas message, which he delivered from Áras an Uachtaráin in Phoenix Park. President Higgins says the Defence Forces' sacrifices for peace are greatly appreciated.
May I thank those members of our Defence Forces who will be overseas this Christmas, building and supporting peace in many of the more than 60 regions across the world that are currently experiencing conflict. We are all thinking this week of the grief being experienced by the family of Sean Rooney, by the families of those injured in Lebanon, and in particularly the family of Shane Carney.
Well, the President earlier also extended his deepest sympathies to the people of Chrislaw following the tragedy in October. The President says he hopes this coming year will bring healing. The impact of the Chrislaw tragedy was also reflected by the Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGuckian, and the Church of Ireland Bishop of Derry and Raphoe, Andrew Forster. Both spoke of the deep personal friendship they share, with Bishop McGuckian saying that was particularly important when they both went to Chrislaw in the aftermath of the tragedy. He says the spirit of love and support that's been evident in Chrislaw since then is crucial to the ongoing process of healing.
Nobody should carry any of these things alone, and having one another, the support that we were to one another, but also at that time both of us would have seen like the amazing reality of the coming together of people, the outpouring of generosity and goodness was what carried it. I can't speak for the people who truly suffered the tragedy, but I think they were hugely supported by the love of the people, of people gathering around. And thank God we still, we here in this county and, of course, in many other places, we have a great capacity for that.
Meanwhile, Bishop Forster says one of the things that struck him in the aftermath was the people who had lost a lot themselves were still thinking of and helping others.
It's a seemingly small thing, but it really impacted me on the Saturday morning when Alan and I went together to Chrislaw, and it was at that point a recovery operation. And as we walked up to the site, there was a house on the right-hand side just walking up from the village. And I think every window was broken. Yeah. Every window was blown out. Yeah. And the lady of the house was coming out with a tray of tea to give it to those who were helping. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, her house was wrecked. And yet she was caring for people around her. And it's, you know, things like that that can almost pass you by and you think, like, there's the goodness of people.
The Taoiseach insists the government is prepared to deal with overcrowding in hospitals this winter. Hospitals have been seeing high attendance levels in recent weeks. Letterkenny University Hospital has seen a 17% rise in the number of people waiting on a bed there this year. Figures published by the INMO earlier this week revealed that 6,793 admitted patients were without a bed at the hospital in 2022. Leo Radker says there are a number of reasons for the overcrowding, including an ageing population and the presence of three viruses, COVID, flu and RSV. He says that despite being prepared, it will still be a difficult winter.
We have almost 1,000 more hospital beds than we had 2 years ago. That's the equivalent of three new hospitals, more than 1,000 if you include community beds. We've thousands of more staff, never had more nurses or doctors or midwives working in our health service, and we have the biggest budget for health ever. But no matter how well you prepare, we're still going to be under a lot of pressure, as indeed will be the case across Europe and across the Northern Hemisphere.
The people of Fallcarra are still without water. A major electrical problem at the Ardsbeg water treatment plant in Gortahawk is impacting supply. Works were due to be completed by 1 o'clock this afternoon, but water has yet to return to all areas. Meanwhile, issues at the treatment plant in Letchermack Ward mean there is a risk of outages there also. Councillor Michael McLaugherty says the timeline set out for supply to return is unrealistic.
Still as we stand at the moment, there's still unfortunately a lot of houses in around the various areas from Fallcarra outwards towards Gortahawk into the higher areas. Basically all the outlying areas of like that are up high. A lot of those houses, if not all of them, still do not have water. And this is the thing, like even though the water may be on its way to being fully repaired at the minute, it was going to take some hours for the water to get round to everywhere. This is the problem. And it's the same problem as there's always. Any time there's an interruption to the water in the Fallcarra or the Hawk area or any other place like it is, the Newtown Lamb sitting high up, it's going to take them several hours more to get the water, because everybody low-lying, first of all, has to get their taps and their pipes fully complete. And then when they're fully complete, then the water starts going backwards, then back flows up, then if you like, right round, circulating. You can just imagine, like, it's like a straw circulating, you're sucking it in a cup. It's the same principle. But that's what has to happen. And even I do notice with the timelines that are given, it's still going to take hours afterwards for that to happen. And especially this time of year, Christmas time and so on, there's more demand, there's more people about. It's going to take the extra time these days for sure.
Gardaí are investigating an attack of vandalism at Glengad Football Club in Inishowen. On Wednesday night, a car is believed to have rammed through the gate of the pitch before causing damage to it. Councillor Martin McDermott, who is chairman of Glengad FC, says it is an attack on a very important community resource.
It's very disappointing to see that type of damage happening. We don't normally have that type of carry-on going on in our local community. And then over the last 4 or 5 years, we've invested very, very heavily in the new foot pitch, the new Astor pitch, and now we're investing in new changing rooms. And it's very, very disappointing for everybody involved here in the committee in Glengad and the community themselves to see, you know, this type of vandalism happening in an area where, you know, you're doing your best in the community and the committee is doing their best to put proper facilities in place for the people of the area. So it's very disappointing to see this type of thuggery happening. And, you know, we would appeal to anyone that would have any information as to seen anybody in the area or seen anybody around the Glengad, around the Crua pitch, to please contact the Gardaí or contact committee members.
And this is also an apt opportunity to remind people that these facilities cost money, that all of these facilities put in place, that all of this does cost money. This will now need some community resources to be pulled up to repair. So this also is about sending out a message of carrying out this kind of vandalism using a car or whatever other means, that this does have a noticeable cost on the community.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, here, you know, fundraising constantly over the last number of years to put top-class facilities in place, some of the best facilities, not just here in Inishowen, but in Donegal. We're in the process of building new changing rooms. The cost of last night will go into thousands by the time the gates are fixed, by the time the pitch is fixed. And, you know, we don't have that resources there to be doing this, particularly in a period where we're trying to upgrade the facilities that we have and make them better.
The government needs to apply the same level of urgency sorting out the housing crisis similar to the COVID pandemic. That's according to the Labour Party. Thousands of people will spend Christmas in emergency accommodation, including more than 3,000 children. Labour leader Ivana Bacik says the shortage in housing supply needs to be addressed.
This big elephant in the room of lack of supply. And to tackle those, we need to see government giving the same sort of priority to housing that we saw in the COVID pandemic, where we saw the state pivot its resources so admirably, where we saw revenue commissioners over one weekend turning around the new pandemic unemployment payment.
An East Derry MLA is calling on the UK government to reconsider the impact its Nationalities and Borders Act could have on tourism across the island of Ireland. Kiva Archibald says the Act introduces the possibility of visa requirements for certain people travelling across the island, a prospect she believes is unworkable as many visitors to Northern Ireland arrive through the Republic. Ms Archibald is urging the government to reconsider its actions.
The Nationalities and Borders Act, being imposed by the British government, is deeply damaging, introducing the unacceptable prospect of visa requirements for certain people travelling across this island. This is an affront to the Good Friday Agreement and will cause untold damage to community, societal and business relations on the island. Representatives of the tourism industry, including hoteliers, have highlighted the negative consequences for tourism and the failure of the British government to properly engage or consult with them on potential solutions. 70% of international visitors to the north arrive through Dublin Airport, so the imposition of unnecessary additional bureaucracy needs to be avoided. The British government needs to scrap these unnecessary and unwanted checks immediately.
A consultation has been launched in response to a rise in the deer population. The Deer Management Strategy Group is compiling people's views on how the animals impact the likes of biodiversity and road safety. The Agriculture Minister, Charney McConnell, has asked for public submissions on what should be done to control the rising deer population. Recently, there have been calls for a deer cull in Donegal after a number of accidents involving deer in the west of the county. However, animal rights campaigner John Tierney says more research and data is needed.
But in actual fact, at the moment, we don't know the population and distribution density of the four species of deer in Ireland. So we don't have the baseline figures determined if we actually have a deer problem. And it's only the vested interests, the people involved in hunting and farming, who are now saying that deer are out of control. But if we don't have the independent scientific figures saying how much deer we actually have in the country, we can't look at the issue until that state of information is achieved.
It's 11 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
On the days before Christmas, Launders gave to me Pepsi Max 7-Up or Club Orange multi-pack cans, only $4.99. Tato cheese and onion 6-pack, only $2.95, buy one, get one free. And Flying Kiwi Sauvignon Blanc 75cl, only $9.99. And more offers in store for your whole family. Offers end 24th of December in participating Launders stores while stocks last. Please enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Pat Short here.
And Faye Short over here.
I can see that.
They don't know.
Okay.
They can't see it.
We're here to tell you about our new show. Which is going to be in...
I'm Greenland Theatre, Letterkenny. Saturday the 7th of January 2023. Tickets €30 at greenland.com.
Pay the cheaper, easier way on eligible TFI Local Link Donegal's LIGO Leitrim routes with the TFI Go app. For more information, visit transportforireland.ie.
It's not just that Sammy has lost his home in the conflict. It's not just that everyone he's ever loved is gone and he's been forced to walk hundreds of miles alone to find safety. And most of all, it's not just that Sammy is only 7 years old. Like thousands of children in regions torn apart by conflict, Sammy is living in fear, and it's not just. This Christmas, your love can make all the difference. Visit trocre.org or call 1800 408 408. Trocre. Until love conquers fear.
Here's how to make your Christmas dinner amazing this year. Just add some amazing Aldi value. With fresh old turkeys from $9.99 on sale from December 20th. Half horseshoe ham from $12.99 on sale now. Both 100% Irish and board beer quality assured. Six delicious deep-filled mince pies, just 89 cent. And grapevine Pinot Grigio, only $4.99. Well, it's the season of good cheer, so cheers. Aldi, make Christmas amazing for everyone. Get the facts, be drinkaware, visit drinkaware.ie.
Want some menswear in Letterkenny? Have a gift to suit this Christmas. Casual shirts and polo shirts, knitwear, jeans, and so much more. Top names like Superdry, Penguin, and Mishmash. Open every day to Christmas, Sundays 1 to 6, and late every Thursday and Friday. A deposit will secure any item, and if you're unsure, a gift voucher always makes a great present. Watson Menswear on Main Street, Letterkenny, and online at watsonmenswear.com.
Celebrate this Christmas with champagne. Special moments deserve a special gift. At Ormacullagh Jewellers in Letterkenny, they now offer beautifully engraved tulip glasses, which can be decorated with dates and names to mark momentous occasions. With a bottle of Moët champagne or Prosecco sparkling wine presented in an elegant gift box. An ideal Christmas present. For more information, call into Ormacullagh in Letterkenny or online at ormacullagh.com.
And returning to some news, speed checks are being carried out nationwide as part of National Slowdown Day today. The aim of the campaign is to save lives and reduce injuries on roads. The slowdown operation will run until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Two notable detections were recorded in Donegal so far today. One vehicle was clocked driving at 122 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre per hour zone on the N56 at Coolboy outside Letterkenny, while a driver was caught travelling at 88 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre per hour zone on the N13 at Monash Burt. Brian Farrell, Communications Manager with the RSA, says the roads are going to be very busy over the coming days.
So we want people to arrive at their destination safely, and we're, I suppose, collaborating with the Gardaí to mount slow down day in an effort to reduce the risk out there on the roads for everyone. So we're just appealing to drivers to slow down.
Weather now, rain will gradually clear this evening with clear spells and some scattered showers developing. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 5 degrees with moderate southerly winds. The closing headlines this evening, President Michael D. Higgins says the country will be thinking of the family of Private Sean Rooney this week. Private Rooney was laid to rest yesterday in Newton Cunningham with full military honours. Well, the President earlier also extended his deepest sympathies to the people of Creeslaw following the tragedy there in October. The impact of the Creeslaw tragedy was also reflected today by the Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGuckian, and the Church of Arran Bishop of Derry and Raphoe, Andrew Forster. The Taoiseach insists the government is prepared to deal with overcrowding in hospitals this winter. Hospitals have been seeing high attendance levels in recent weeks. Letterkenny University Hospital has seen a 17% rise in the number of people waiting on a bed at the hospital this year. And Gardaí are investigating an act of vandalism at Glengad Football Club in Inishowen. On Wednesday night, a car is believed to have rammed through the gates of the pitch before causing damage to it. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferriter. And that's all from us this evening. Our next local bulletin will be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Good evening.
She were my husband Colm Ferriter and Charlene the Brief Skelty. Mui fui lai abe nolog fihe agus a fihe sa da la hai locht carta changa o hui. Leis an rachtiacht act changa don gaelig a galus a cho entu re nua cur chigan nua curta fridge na keima na jerry ag parlamentch na bratanya. Is bua mór shimbalach é an act changa ag ta implacti concrete on don gaelig a comai it's na sé chondi cruachí an bille offig uair don commissioner gaelig a meisha mar gulgas caigin ya chlachta sa arbert the udrish fobli mar in la hashgara ma yenif eran raktiart a coran choscar usaj na gaelig it's na curchina while uctoran chanru na gaelig a paula melvin pobl na gaelig a chridge ar son cartu sacu le blianti an os agus ahantas offigul major le status na gaelig a bunch of mad don ceadur dar lehi hug si ard walu don na gnivihe agus na cion rodihe pobl a chridge go duchrachta ar son cartu changa I gaihiv na blianta Tan mór agriacht glór na gaelimon archeacht le runt foluntas fógarha fwy lahar le hei a cúig áfig at farbarha agus lior a cymodi a wain te gá olas agus fórum irat a sér lína fáil a glór na gael bunkai í agus coran fórast na gaelig a fáltur av agriachti mian lo iratas a yanav an gíste tonskadal a ta jiriha rimsi abra agus Chonskal an nachwal clodi a fwyn sgeim yn y fforest na gaelige. Agus is e fihe is led am I anar an sprit data an chysdia am liana. Agus is fedir ir a si anaf air lina cho mai. Agus ta credium onat an chonskal an ftuchod fforest na gaelige ag tarant congeri. Glacan pobl air lina o ga cairn den crinia parch as an act as le cahar panchi 3 billion. Then yeah, scroicha lina I tree in art was a tree cheer. Valen factus folamori changas snasakur gilligasaku fridge partner of the kahu idir folamori agus a god munchori tasha galta egg forest the gilliga go may tell you abra in art na lane a arbor chaku savlian ur shimahodsha eligolier slanagus banax.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, December the 23rd. The death has taken place of Charlie McNulty, Clohanbeg, Clohan, County Donegal, Charlie's remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening until removal at 8:30 on Christmas Eve to Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Chapel, Glenfinn. Reception prayers at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock on Christmas Day. Burial afterwards in the family plot in Kilty Vogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. Requiem mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Marley funeral directors. The death has taken place of Neil Doherty, Philemy, Mina Duff, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Cree Galway and St Colmkill Village, care of any family member or Comsky funeral directors. House private, please, from 9 p.m. until 12 midday and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Father Dan O'Doherty, Ballyheron, Fannad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem mass on Monday in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Ballyheron, at 12 midday, with burial afterwards in Mass Mount Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to St Junan's Nursing Home, care of any family member. House private on Christmas Day and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of William B. Doherty, late of 12 Collins Walk, Strabane, and formerly of Ballyfatten, Sion Mills, reposing at his son Paul Doherty's home, 46 Ballycolman Road, Strabane. Funeral leaving his son's home on Monday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Desi Deveney, 20 Abbey Villas, Manor Cunningham. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, going to his late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock. House private, please, on Sunday, Christmas Day, and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral leaving his home on Monday morning at 10:15, going to St Columba's Church, Dromahol, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desire to the Intensive Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Mary Deehan, Trillick, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.